Far off, echoing, Donna could hear the police car moving down the rutted, invisible service road. A few bugs, perhaps a lizard, made their way through the dry weeds around them. In the distance, the 91 freeway glowed in a pattern of lights, but no sound reached them. It was too remote. Bob, she said softly, can you hear me? No answer. All the circuits are welded shut, she thought. Melted and fused. And no one is going to get them open, no matter how hard they try. And they are going to try. Come on, she said, tugging at him, attempting to get him to his feet. We gotta get started. Bob Arctor said, I can't make love. My thing's disappeared. They're expecting us, Donna said firmly. I have to sign you in. But what'll I do if my thing's disappeared? Will they still take me in? Donna said, they'll take you. It requires the greatest kind of wisdom, she thought, to know when to apply injustice. How can justice fall victim ever to what is right? How can this happen? She thought, because there is a curse on this world, and all this proves it. This is the proof right here. Somewhere, at the deepest level possible, the mechanism, the construction of things, fell apart. And up from what remained swam the need to do all the various sort of unclear wrongs the wisest choice has made us act out. It must have started thousands of years ago. By now it's infiltrated into the nature of everything. And, she thought, into every one of us. We can't turn around or open our mouth and speak, decide at all without doing it. I don't even care how it got started, when or why. She thought, I just hope it'll end sometime, like with Tony Amsterdam. I just hope one day the shower of brightly colored sparks will return, and this time we'll all see it. The narrow doorway where there's peace on the far side. The statue, the sea, and what looks like moonlight. And nothing stirring. Nothing to break the calm. A long, long time ago, she thought. Before the curse, and everything and everyone became this way. The golden age, she thought, when wisdom and justice were the same, before it all shattered into cutting fragments, into broken bits that don't fit, that can't be put back together, hard as we try. Below her, in the darkness and distribution of urban lights, a police siren sounded, a police car in hot pursuit. It sounded like a deranged animal greedy to kill, and knowing that it soon would. She shivered. The night air had become cold. It was time to go. It isn't the golden age now, she thought, with noises like that in the darkness. Do I emit that kind of greedy noise? She asked herself. Am I that thing? Closing in or having closed in? Having caught? Beside her, the man stirred and moaned as she helped him up. Helped him to his feet and back to her car, step by step, helped him continue on. Below them, the noise of the police car had abruptly ceased. It had stopped its quarry. Its job was done. Holding Bob Arctor against her, she thought, mine is done too.